Welcome to another episode of Hack Naked TV, recorded July 14th, 2016. As always, I'm your host, Aaron Lyons, and today I'm going to be talking about the Sundown Exploit Kit, the Stored Communications Act, and FDIC getting hacked. Stay tuned.
This is a Security Weekly production. Brought to you by IT Pro TV, an easy, entertaining approach to online IT training. IT Pro TV offers 1,000 hours of up-to-date, high-quality video training content. Course topics include certified cloud security professional, ethical hacking, cryptography, and VMware. You can stream their courses live or on demand to your mobile device, all for one low monthly subscription price and cancel at any time. Visit itprotv.com/hacknaked to upgrade your brain with the most popular IT certifications. Use the code HN30 for a free 7-day trial and get 30% off for life. Black Hills Information Security, the leaders in penetration testing and active defense. Email consulting@blackhillsinfosec.com to request a quote today.
Welcome to Hack Naked TV. So we just talked about the Angular exploit kit disappearing from the interwebs. Well, it appears that the developers of the Sundown exploit kit are rushing to fill the void that's been left. So Sundown started from stolen code from the RIG exploit kit, but the developers have begun making rapid updates to this, to their exploit kit. Well, it still remains less sophisticated than the RIG and Neutrino exploit kit, which it is competing against to fill this void left. But if it continues on its current development track, it's soon going to overtake those other two exploit kits. Keep a lookout, as always. Protect yourself as best you can from these drive-by attacks that these exploit kits like to use. Flash, JavaScript, you know, malware, malvertising. Moving on, back in 2014, the U.S. District Court in Manhattan passed a judgment requiring Microsoft to turn over the emails that were stored on servers in Ireland after being served a domestic search warrant in the United States. That's right. They got a domestic search warrant in the United States for emails that were stored on a server in Ireland. Well, for Microsoft, for its part, said the warrant could not reach emails on the Irish server because U.S. law didn't apply there. Well, this judgment was just overturned in a 3-0 decision by the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New York. Circuit Judge Susan Carney stated that Congress never intended for the 1986 Stored Communications Act to extend extraterritorially. Additionally, Circuit Judge Gerald Lynch urged Congress to update the badly outdated 1986 law. Maybe while they're at it, they can update the CFAA. This is a huge win for privacy advocates, and we'll see if this gets appealed yet again all the way up to the Supreme Court. But I'm thinking with a 3-0 judgment, it puts a rest to that. Moving on, in other U.S. courts in politics, the U.S. House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology just released a report that the FDIC was hacked repeatedly from 2010 to 2013. Including the workstations of the chairman, the chief of staff, and the general counsel of the FDIC. These incidents were never reported to the U.S. CERT, and it was only discovered after an inspector general investigation into another serious data breach of the FDIC in October of 2015. Once the investigation into these earlier breaches began, it became clear that the former FDIC CIO, Rush Pittman, covered the breaches up, going as far as telling employees not to talk about the breaches. Even the current FDIC CIO, Lawrence Gross, has been described as a toxic, has been described as creating a toxic workplace for the FDIC's IT team and of sabotaging efforts to improve the agency's security footing in the report. Really top quality stuff going on there in FDIC, securing, you know, government agencies, really helps build U.S. trust in our government agencies. Well, that's it for this episode of Hack Naked TV. Thanks for listening. Send us your feedback at the show at hacknaked.tv and Hack Naked.